Good afternoon, it's Brian Hoops with the PWTorch.com Nostalgia Audio Podcast. Today is Thursday, September the 18th. Hope you've had a really good week, everybody, since I've talked to you last time. And we're going to look at several different things this week. I did talk with Larry Nelson, who I was hoping to tomorrow record an interview with him. That's not going to work due to some work issues that Larry is having on his end. He is in the radio industry and has to work tomorrow afternoon when we are going to record it. So we're going to do that sometime here in the next couple weeks coming up. And we'll have Larry on. He indicated he would be willing to participate in an all AWA theme show, which I think would be tremendously exciting. But this week we're just going to have me on here and talking about several different things. First of all, the news for the week here. Jake Roberts has it's been reported on TMZ.com and on the Pro Wrestling Torch hotline with Wade, as well as the website. He wrestled last weekend in Ohio, clearly drunk. There's been a video all over the internet. You can, I believe, see it at TMZ.com. Roberts was slurring his words, performed very poorly, and was actually thought to be on something other than just alcohol. Roberts claims he was given a drink early in the day and didn't remember anything after that, indicating he thought he would slip something into his drink, but wrestlers at the show indicated that Roberts had been drinking all day and just real disappointed in the fact that he went through the rehab and the counseling and still continues to apparently have a problem. Taylor Rotunda, he's the son of Mike Rotunda, has signed a developmental deal with the WWE. Mike Rotunda, you remember, it was IRS back in the 1990, 91, 92. Wrestled Michael Wall Street in the Midnight Nitro eras for WCW. He's an agent currently with WWE. And does have another son that's playing football, I believe, at Troy University, and is expected to sign a developmental deal with the WWE after he graduates from college. We're seeing a fair amount of second-generation wrestlers right now moving into WWE and the developmental system. You have currently elevated talent like Ted DiBiase, who has another younger brother also in developmental. You have Cody Rhodes comes to mind, Davey Boy Smith's son, D.H. Smith, somewhere buried in developmental that we haven't heard about for a long time. He's currently there. Ricky Steamboat's son is wrestling and in training with George South in his wrestling school. So we're really seeing a lot of second-generation wrestlers that we can, you know, we remember their fathers and have good, fond memories of them coming into wrestling. And, you know, quite frankly, that may be the next feeder system for wrestling rather than college wrestling or the Olympics as kind of a feeder system for professional wrestling. In fact, the article I wrote that was included in the Torch website PDF format, Torch number 1044 PDF format, talked about some of the most famous Olympians who turned into pro wrestlers, and we also touched on college wrestlers moving into pro wrestling. And quite frankly, that number has diminished over the last 5 to 10 years. Kurt Angle's probably the last really big name college wrestler or Olympic wrestler to move into professional wrestling. You have a young guy just debuting here in the last week by the name of Jake Swagger, who wrestled at University of Oklahoma, turned to pro wrestling instead of MMA. But we may see more second-generation wrestlers try and break into professional wrestling than what we've seen in years past. This week in Wrestling Nostalgia, look back at 1973, Professor Tanaka and Mr. Fuji defeated Tony Garea and Haystacks Calhoun for the WWF tag team titles. In 81, Ric Flair defeated Dusty Rhodes for the NWA heavyweight wrestling title. In 1982, Harley Race defeated Dick the Bruiser for the Missouri State heavyweight title that was in the NWA territory. And also in 82, Sergeant Slaughter, Don Kernoodle defeated Soshi Baba, Giant Baba, and then Tony Inoki to win a tournament final for the NWA World Tag Team title. 1983, we saw Barry Windham defeat Joe LeDuc for the Florida State heavyweight title. That was, I believe, also an NWA regional title. 87, Nikita Koloff defeated Tony Blanchard for the NWA television title. 1989, we saw the Clash of Champions 8 event occur. 1993, the Rock and Roll Express defeated the Bruise Brothers for the Smoky Mountain Tag Team title, one of the last major regional promotions that or territory system that we saw was Smoky Mountain Wrestling. They lasted 3 to 5 years, and Rock and Roll Express won the Smoky Mountain titles from the Bruise Brothers. And also in 93, Crew Beckers defeated the Steiner Brothers for the WWF World Tag Team title. 2 weeks ago, I think we talked about the Steiner Brothers retaining their tag team titles at SummerSlam, and just a few weeks later, they would lose them this week in 1993 to the Crew Beckers for the World Tag Team titles.